You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
You Got Mail, Episode 5, in closing.
I do not know how to say it, but today we are indeed closing out our series on the letter of Yaakov to the believers. As Yaakov greets us, we begin to receive profound advice about faith and wisdom, about standing firm, about true riches and treasures in heaven, and about our cravings versus God's gifts. We have learned of temptation from the world, from ourselves, and from Satan, and that our loving God does not tempt. We have discovered how to be welcoming and to be doers of the word, in obedience to God, listening to his word, and worshiping God in spirit and truth. We have seen how God wants us to be lovers of people without showing favoritism. We have learned how we show faith by being in obedience and doing good works, and how faith is followed by good works. He explained to us how salvation comes by faith and that good works flow from that salvation, with a clear declaration that works will never earn salvation.
Then we came to the third chapter of the letter, and we heard Yaakov liken the tongue to a small flame capable of setting a great forest ablaze. He also compared the tongue to a rudder on a ship, a small instrument with great influence. Wisdom for what we should speak comes from God. As the Proverbs and the prophets say, true wisdom is rooted in the fear of God and should boast only of his wisdom, grace, and mercy. Yaakov then begins to close his letter by leading us to understand the source of conflict, both conflict with people and conflict with God, and calls us to give ourselves fully to him. Concerning right and wrong, he teaches how to condemn sin without judging the sinner. God alone is the judge. He reminds us that God has a plan for our lives and warns that when wealth is in our path, it must not become a substitute for God. Now we are in the last week of this series, with the fifth chapter of the letter to you and me, the letter of our brother Yaakov. Before we read this chapter, let us understand that some have misused it to insist that a Christian must be poor. Yet, as we have seen over the past weeks, that is not the case. The true issue is when riches, money, status, or anything else becomes an idol. This week opens with a warning to the rich and selfish, those who have grown wealthy over the backs of others by foul play and cheating. God honors those who work hard and live in obedience, blessing them with prosperity. But those who cheat or engage in injustice break God's commandments and fall outside his grace. Let us read this last chapter with the insight we have gained over these 4 weeks. Yaakov, chapter 5, Orthodox Jewish Bible, Complete Jewish Bible, Common English Bible, Amplified Bible, Easy to Read Version. Next, a word for the rich. Weep and wail over the hardships coming upon you. Your riches have rotted, and your many clothes have become moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and their corrosion will be evidence against you, and will eat up your flesh like fire. This is the last days, and you have been storing up wealth. People worked in your fields, but you did not pay them. They are crying out against you. They harvested your crops, and the cries of the harvesters have come to the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived a self-satisfying life on this earth, a life of luxury. You made yourselves fat, like an animal, ready for the day of slaughter. You have condemned and have murdered the righteous, while he offers no resistance to you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, you must be patient as you wait for the coming of the Lord. Consider the farmer who waits patiently for the autumn and spring rains, looking forward to the precious fruit of the earth. So, you also must be patient. Establish your hearts, strengthen and confirm them in the final certainty, for the coming of the Lord is very near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers, so that you won't come under condemnation. Look, the judge is standing at the door. As examples of suffering mistreatment and being patient, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of Adonai. You know how we call those blessed who were steadfast and endured. You have heard of the endurance of Job, and you have seen the Lord's purpose and how he richly blessed him in the end. Inasmuch as the Lord is full of pity, compassion, tenderness, and mercy. Above all, brothers, stop swearing oaths, not by heaven, not by the earth, and not by any other formula. Rather, let your yes be simply yes, and your no simply no, so that you won't fall under condemnation. Is someone among you in trouble? He should pray. Is someone feeling good? He should sing songs of praise. Is someone among you ill? He should call for the elders of the congregation. They will pray for him and rub olive oil on him in the name of the Lord. If such a prayer is offered in faith, it will heal anyone who is sick. The Lord will heal them, and if they have sinned, he will forgive them. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another, that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous person makes tremendous power available and dynamic in its working. Elijah was only a human being like us, yet he prayed fervently that it might not rain, and no rain fell on the land for 3 years and 6 months. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the land produced its crops. My brothers and sisters, if anyone wanders away from the truth and someone helps that person come back, remember this. Anyone who brings a sinner back from the wrong way will save that person from eternal death and cause many sins to be forgiven. As we discussed earlier, this passage is not condemning wealth itself, but the love of money when it eclipses our devotion to God. Yes, it speaks against corrupt rich people, but not all wealthy individuals are condemned. Have you ever seen a poor person with employees harvesting his fields? Have you seen his riches corrode? Recall the parable of the talents. The servant who buried his one talent misunderstood his master's heart. God calls us to multiply what he entrusts to us for his glory, trusting him for a tenfold or a hundredfold harvest. Mark chapter 10, verse 28 to 31. Complete Jewish Bible. Kepha began saying to him, "Look, we have left home and followed you." Yeshua said, "Yes, I tell you that no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age, homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and lands, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first." Peter's question highlights the right attitude, the condition of the heart. We do not cast a lottery ticket prayer. "Lord, give me the winning numbers so I can give you my tithe." No, when we sow into God's kingdom without expecting return, we lay up treasure in heaven. This principle is difficult. We must give sacrificially, free from self-interest. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 11 to 13, Amplified Bible. "Again, if two lie down together, then they have warmth. But how can one be warm alone? And though one might prevail against him who is alone, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. Better is a poor but wise youth than an old and foolish king who no longer knows how to receive counsel. Just as farmers rely on the early rain and the latter rain, our Zitzfleisch, the well-nourished patience born of God's provision, we must cultivate patience and perseverance as we await Christ's return. This muscle of faith strengthens through prayer, scripture, and mutual encouragement. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5 to 8, Complete Jewish Bible. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of Adonai is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not abandon the teaching of your mother. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 15, Amplified Bible. The mind of the prudent is ever getting knowledge, and the ear of the wise is ever seeking knowledge. True wisdom and patience spring from a heart aligned with God. We must watch our words, keep our promises, and live with integrity so that God is glorified in our actions. Psalm chapter 50, verse 14 to 17, Amplified Bible. Offer to God the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and pay your vows to the Most High, and call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall honor and glorify me. But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to recite my statutes or take my covenant on your lips, seeing that you hate instruction and correction and cast my words behind you? Yaakov reminds us of the power of prayer in healing and forgiveness. James chapter 5, verse 15, King James Version. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Let us not shy away from intercessory prayer or from loving correction. James chapter 5, verse 16, Complete Jewish Bible. Openly acknowledge your sins to one another and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. True correction restores, not condemns, bringing sinners back to the path of life. You may see some so wealthy, men so rich over the backs of others, and then on Sunday, they sit in the front pew. You really believe I want to be part of that? You cannot tell me you have never heard people speak like that, or perhaps you have said it yourselves. Yet the theme of proper stewardship shines throughout the rest of the letter. Remember how friends warned me never to pray for patience. Yet now Yaakov calls us to be like farmers, exercising patience as we await Christ's coming. Christians are fed well, in spirit and in body, because God cares for those who follow him. I know I may have lost you at moments, but I cannot help smiling when I think how our Jewish brothers and sisters call patience Zitzfleisch, literally sit meat, the opposite of a bony butt. We are to be well fed by the Lord, awaiting the autumn and spring rains. The first rain is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit when we received Yeshua. The latter rain is the baptism in the Spirit and the overflowing blessings in our personal walk with God. These seasons reflect spiritual growth and miracles throughout church history. But our focus here is Yaakov's letter to you and me. It is almost shocking to see translations urging us to focus on Christ's return. The judge is standing at the door. We must stop grudging, murmuring, complaining against each other, and build our Zitzfleisch, our patient faith, through prayer, scripture, and the power of the Holy Spirit. True patience is like a well-trained muscle, not a limp glob of faith. It may be painful to develop like going to the gym, but we have a training partner in the Holy Spirit and in our spouse, a threefold cord that is not quickly broken. Matthew chapter 5, verse 27 to 28, Common English Bible. You have heard that it was said, "Don't commit adultery." But I say to you that every person who looks at someone lustfully has already committed adultery in their heart. Conclusion. Through this series, Yaakov has guided us into a living, active faith, one demonstrated in tangible obedience. We have learned that our speech wields immense power and that true wisdom is anchored in the fear of God, not in human cleverness. Our words must reflect His mercy, grace, and truth. We have been called to cultivate patience as farmers tend their crops, trusting in the early and latter rains of the Spirit. This Zitzfleisch grows through prayer, scripture, and the fellowship of believers, becoming a well-trained muscle of faith that endures trials and bears fruit. Moreover, our study of wealth has clarified that money itself is neither good nor evil. Only the heart's intent makes the difference. When we steward God's resources with generosity and without expectation, we lay up treasures in heaven and advance His kingdom on earth. Finally, Yaakov's closing admonitions on prayer and mutual accountability remind us that the church's strength lies in confession, healing prayer, and loving correction. As we await the judge at the door, let us be doers of the word, shining Christ's light into a world desperate for hope and truth. May our lives echo Yaakov's charge. Let our yes be simple and true, and our no be steadfast, that in all things God alone may receive the glory.
We see that the prayer for Zitzfleisch is a prayer for wisdom. Wisdom is never attained in haste. We learn from the prophet's sufferings and endurance. History repeats because we fail to learn. As Yaakov links us to Job, who suffered yet was crowned with mercy, we recognize that our words, our promises, and our actions must honor God, showing His character to the world.
Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.